Now, you might have seen by now, it is NAIDOC Week this week, and each year, a number of annual national NAIDOC awards are presented to Indigenous Australians that have made outstanding contributions to improve the lives of Indigenous people in their communities and beyond, to promote Indigenous issues in the wider community, or to celebrate the excellence they've shown in their chosen field. This morning, we're joined on the line by the podiatrist and 2017 NAIDOC Scholar of the Year, Dr. James Charles. James, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks for having us, Tess.
So it was almost a year ago, but take us back. How did it feel to be named the 2017 NAIDOC Scholar of the Year?
Oh, look, it was truly amazing. I mean, really humbling. Look, you know, there's a sort of final list, so I was really just happy to be a finalist, you know, for such a prestigious award. And I really didn't think that I would win, so I sort of turned up really not thinking I had a chance. And then when I was named, I was like, you know, really shaking and nervous. I didn't prepare a speech or anything, truly, and sort of went up and sort of mumbled my way through. And yeah, look, it was like, you don't want to get too carried away with awards, but if I was going to win an award, you know, to win a NAIDOC Scholar of National, you know, Scholar of the Year award would be an award that I'd want to win. And yeah, it was really just truly amazing. Look, as much as anything, it's great to get a pat on the back, but I suppose really in a lot of ways it was just that sort of approval or acknowledgement of what I'd been doing, and, you know, people, sort of other Aboriginal academics and community, saying that, you know, we know what you've been doing and we think you're doing a good job. And so that was great. And the other thing for me, sort of having that stage and doing interviews and things like that, like I still am now a year later, is to promote, you know, Aboriginal foot health and the need to improve, well, health in general, but certainly foot health and, you know, the lack of service out there around Australia. And so that's been a great opportunity as well for me.
And you did mention that your area of study is foot health. Could you tell us a little bit about the work that you were involved in that led you to be awarded Scholar of the Year?
Yeah, well, look, I think part of it was just working in the communities around Australia, you know, rural, remote, and in Sydney, Western Sydney, a lot as well. And so a lot of people think that, you know, the greatest needs are in rural and remote areas, but actually there's a lot of need in cities like Sydney and, you know, Melbourne and Adelaide and places like that. So a lot of it, I think, was just the work that I was doing with the community, but also what I'd noticed working around at different communities. So I worked in communities all over Australia, but certainly a lot in New South Wales and South Australia, and now in Victoria. But noticed that, you know, certainly ulceration, amputation were really high. So, and a lot of infections that were causing these amputations. And a lot of people were just saying to me, look, it was just diabetes and smoking. And James, you know, don't worry about it. And I didn't really believe that, because what I was seeing in the community was that there was a difference in foot structure and function. It's hard to describe, I suppose, over radio, but a reduced range of motion at the ankle. And so that is a like a double-edged sword. If you have a reduced range or a tight Achilles, often you are quite an athletic person. And I think that's why a lot of Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders are quite athletic and good runners. But what it is, particularly when you get older and heavier, that your weight tends to push your feet down, and that increases pressure on your feet, and that was what I thought was causing a lot of these pressure ulcers, and then of course with the infection and amputation that led to amputation. And you know, to see those, you know, like a lot of people look at statistics and it just goes over your head, but when you're there, the person dealing with people that are about to have amputations and things like that, it is very difficult to watch and see. And because once you have one amputation, the chances of getting another amputation are very high. And life expectancy actually is very low. Like, we're talking about 4 years after a double amputation. So, you know, it is very serious business and it is very difficult to watch. And so that really motivated me a lot to do my PhD on Aboriginal foot health. And we investigated that, and we did find, in fact, that there was this reduced range of motion, and that was contributing or associated with this poor terrible rate of increased pressure and amputation. So I think that was certainly part of me getting the award. And the other thing was, of course, is I looked at skeletal remains of my ancestors back in Kaurna country in Adelaide, and also got the opportunity to look at the footprints at Lake Mungo as well. And so I did some work with that. So I think it was a combination of things, but that was certainly part of me getting the award.
It's some absolutely brilliant work that you've done. What has the last 12 months have been like for you?
Look, it's been really busy. I like to keep busy generally. So I've recently started a new job at Deakin University. with the Institute of Career Education, and also working with the School of Medicine, which has been fantastic. Very busy, and of course, one thing I did recently, I've been very busy, I've been doing, you know, lots of things, but one thing I did recently, which was really cool, was I got invited to go to Paris, actually, to share some of the work I've been doing, believe it or not, on Aboriginal foot health with podiatry and physiotherapy students in Paris, which was really cool. I mean, I just didn't really expect the people in France to be interested in what I've been doing, but in fact, they're actually incredibly interested. I think the French people are very interested in culture in general, and I think so. Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise initially, and then it was just a great opportunity, and it was fantastic, and they really want to continue to work. I had a couple of French students come over when I was at Charles Sturt Uni, and I took them to some Aboriginal communities to do some work, and they were fantastic and absolutely loved it. And then I took some Australian students over to Paris when I went over there. So yeah, it was a fantastic opportunity, and we want to continue that relationship. And that was certainly something really cool that I've got to do recently, and hoping to continue that. Like, so we've got hoping to get another couple of students to come to Deakin soon to continue to do some work.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so amazing. But yeah, been doing lots of stuff.
And so before I do let you go, I know it's looking into the crystal ball a little bit, but what are you aiming to do in the future? What are some of the longer-term goals that you have?
Look, I certainly want to continue my work with Aboriginal foot health. That, in a lot of ways, although, you know, the work I did was quite extensive, I think there's a lot more to be done. And certainly we need to look at, improving facilities and services. But one of the things I want to do, there's lots of things I want to do. I've got a lot of ambitions with research and things, but one of them is that what I would like to do would be to look at Aboriginal traditional medicines in the sense of foot health. You know, and I know there's quite a few out there, and for lots of reasons. I think, one reason is we haven't had a lot of a lot of antibiotics developed for a long time, so I think there's a need to get some alternative medicines. But also Aboriginal people tend to, you know, respond better and be more likely to actively use traditional medicine. So, you know, that's something I'm pretty keen to be involved with amongst other things. But I'd like to get, say, some PhD students out there, if there's any out there listening that would like to be interested in doing some work in Aboriginal foot health, then I'd love to get some PhD students to continue on the work.
James, it's absolutely brilliant stuff. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
That was Dr. James Charles, winner of the 2017 NAIDOC Scholar of the Year Award, having a chat about his work and what he's been up to since the awards were handed out almost a year ago.